Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Susan Smith Jones, PhD, has made extraordinary contributions in the fields of well-being, anti-aging, optimum nutrition, and balanced living. A frequent radio TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. Dr. Susan is also the author of many books on holistic health and optimum vitality, including her latest celebrated book, A Hug in a Mug, revitalized with fruits, veggies, juices, soups, spices, teas, and healthy living extras. A Hug in a Mug is part whole food cookbook, part high-level wellness lifestyle book, part weight loss book, part self-esteem building book, and part engaging storytelling, chronicling the history of teas, herbs, spices, fruits, and vegetables throughout the world going back thousands of years. It's a page-turner, a highly enjoyable holistic health and lifestyle book, sure to appeal to anyone who's serious about upgrading their diet, boosting energy, increasing confidence, releasing harmful food habits, slimming down, firming up, and looking and feeling 10 years younger on Susan's 30-day healthy living program. You'll love this beautifully designed, enlightening book, available in both color and black and white. Susan will become your personal health mentor and guide you step-by-step on how to create your healthiest life. The inspiring quotes throughout the book will empower you too. I know you'll be uplifted with Susan's many personal stories of how she overcame challenges in her life. She shows us how we can all go from being a victim to being victorious in our lives, as she did at different stages in her life, and how she has guided many of her clients to success. Living victoriously is a choice we can all make, and Dr. Susan will motivate you to do just that. Dr. Susan, welcome to the program. What a great book.
Thank you, Rick. It's always wonderful to be back with you.
I love this, a comprehensive, motivating wellness book. First, tell us why you wrote it, then we'll talk about some of the healthy living tips you cover in the pages of this really beautifully designed, health-enriching book.
Well, you know, it started decades ago. I've told you the story before. It's detailed in the book, but briefly, when I was a teenager, a family member died, and I didn't handle it well. Unexpectedly, this happened. So I ate everything in sight. Nothing was healthy. Gained over 50 pounds in a year. Got all kinds of ailments and didn't want to live anymore. And my health nut grandmother, Fritzi, who was not a doctor, she was from Denmark, but she knew how to live close to the earth and natural healing. She took me under her wings, and in a few months that I lived with her, she taught me everything about healthy living, and it's all the things you mentioned in the subtitle of the book. She taught me about fruits, veggies, juices, soups, teas, spices, healthy living extras. And in 3 months, I lost the 50 pounds on her program.
Wow.
And not only that, but then I lived with her several more months, and I learned all the gold star secrets on how to keep your body healthy or how to heal it in the most natural way if something is wrong with you.
And
as a result of all of her guidance, and then, of course, I went on to study more, went to UCLA, got several degrees. I retired from that job of teaching students, staff, and faculty how to be healthy and fit for 30 years. I retired in 2000 and then traveled all over the world to teach these gold star healthy living secrets to people. And now I've put them all in this. And it's a two-book set. You buy them individually, but this is A Hug in a Mug. It's all about physical health. And then the companion book, the previous book, is more about mental health. It's called Uplifted. And as a result of my grandmother's teachings, I've never had to take a prescription medication in my life. I haven't had a cold or a flu in over 40 years. I never got COVID. I just learned exactly how to live and what to do to be vibrantly healthy. It's like Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, health is your greatest wealth. then, many years after my grandmother worked with me and she passed away, I was in a major automobile accident. We haven't talked about this in a while. I was driving on Sunset Boulevard going into Hollywood, and I stopped at a light, and on the left there was a, do you remember Hot Pants?
Oh, of course.
Of course. He said, with confidence.
He said excitedly, yes.
Exactly. So on the left there was a shoeshine stand, and while I was at a red light, the guy behind me was looking to the left at the woman shining shoes wearing hot pants and rammed into the back of my car, totaled my car. I was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance, and it was a bleak prognosis. I'd been very athletic up to that point. My team of doctors at UCLA said that I would never be free of pain. And not only that, I could never be physically active again and never carry anything heavier than a light purse. Well, I could not accept that prognosis, so I used all my grandmother's Gold Star secrets that I've put in a hug and a mug, and with determination and tenacity and faith and the right diet and, you know, my physical therapy I did for a while, within 6 months, I went back to my main doctor, who looked at the x-rays again and said, I don't understand, because I had fractured my back seriously. He said, I don't even see any indication that there was a fracture. So I've many times in my life, you know, we do this in life. We have challenges. We feel like a victim.
Yes.
And there are ways to become more victorious. So I share a lot of stories in a hug and a mug, and the Gold Star secrets, the best of the best on how to keep your body as healthy as possible with all the natural ways, you know, with foods, herbs, spices, teas, and all the healthy living extras. We'll talk about a few of them today.
The book is A Hug in a Mug, and you will find it, of course, wherever books are sold, directed to Amazon and all of the places that sell books, your favorite bookstore. Also, Susan's website, which is SusanSmithJones.com, and we'll give you that throughout the course of the interview. This is a book about holistic health. What exactly does that mean to you, and how important is self-motivation in achieving high-level wellness?
Oh, yes. Oh, this is a great question. So as my grandmother Fritzi taught me, the body reflects the mind and the mind reflects the spirit. They're all connected. So successfully achieving your healthy living goals requires physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual balance. This is holistic health or wellness in a nutshell, probably a walnut nutshell. And the definition of holistic wellness is a departure from how we traditionally see health, because particularly in Western society, wellness is typically associated with physical health. We define health as the absence of illness or disease. However, that's only part of the story, because all the dimensions are inextricably connected. So, for example, Rick, take stress. Everyone knows stress personally. Hopefully it's not your daily companion, but it's widely understood and scientifically proven that stress causes or exacerbates most major health issues. And there's not a single person who can't describe, I think, the emotional impact of extreme stress. Stressful events are a perfect example of how seemingly unrelated areas of your life can affect your emotional and subsequently physical health. So I'll summarize this by saying, to create vibrant health and stay on the path to whole body vitality, you've got to be motivated. Self-motivation, yes, okay, it's sometimes easier said than done, but in a hug and a mug, I share with you how to spark your inner power of motivation that everyone has to better achieve your personal health goals. I give you lots of stories throughout the book on the many ways that I motivate others worldwide and how powerfully many of these people have inspired me. I do think they'll inspire you too. I know you've read the manuscript and book already, so that's what you told me, Rick.
Well, it's
and
fantastic.
One of the many stories that I have in the book was when I was hired in Los Angeles to train the first group of female firefighters in America over several months and to get them ready mentally, emotionally, and physically to pass all of their tests. And I went through all the tests with them. I got in the best shape of my life during that training time. And another story I write about is when I had to train to be a lifeguard and the humiliation I felt when I was told that I had to lose weight or I wouldn't pass the test, because I thought at that point I was healthy and the right size. And I went from being, as a result of that, feeling like a victim to being victorious. So there are many stories like that in this book.
And we will touch on many of those during the course of today's program. You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest, Susan Smith Jones, PhD. Her website, very simple. Her name, SusanSmithJones.com. The book is A Hug in a Mug. You talk a lot about what you eat matters. How important is diet to our overall health?
Oh, very, very important. And as you may already be aware, there's a huge industry in the Western world working to convince us, Rick, that it doesn't matter what we eat. Fast food chains try to convince us that what we eat has no effect on our health. And we're told that any combination of heated, treated, processed, chemicalized foods will meet our nutritional needs if we what? Take plenty of vitamin tablets, heartburn meds, headache pills, and other remedies. And they are now even creating, you and I have talked about this on previous shows, lab-grown or cell-cultivated meat and other foods.
Yes.
And I do not recommend any of these for consumption. And every time you sit down to a meal or a snack, you're making life or death decisions. I don't mean to be depressing about sitting down to a wonderful meal, but we've got to be more conscious about what we're eating. And most people are digging their graves with their knives and forks every day. And while your diet is only one of the essential ingredients to being abundantly healthy, it's a big one. And 8 out of the 10 leading causes of death in North America and the UK are directly related to diet. And I've mentioned this to you before, that we are the ones who decide what we're going to eat. Nobody, I hope, shoves the food and beverages down our throats, your throat. And we must start making better choices regarding what we eat and drink. And as my grandmother Fritzi taught me, and it's been validated by decades of research, you want to opt for real food, not fake food. You want to choose to eat foods that are grown in nature, not imitation foods created in a laboratory by scientists. And by the way, Rick, last year over 1 million people left the same suicide note. And here it is, shopping list. Sausage, cake, hot dogs, salt, margarine, mayonnaise, potato chips, pastries, French fries, ice cream, movie popcorn, sugar-coated cereals, cookies, donuts, and luncheon meats. And there might be a few people thinking, my goodness, well, what's left to eat?
Well, and that may come across their mind, but rest easy, because we will give you that information, Dr. Susan will, during the course of the program. I love the stories with your grandmother, Fritzi, stories about her influence on your life, riveting and funny as well, when she suggested to you, I think you were in your teens, that you end your showers with cold water. She knew you honored her guidance when you she could hear you screaming. When at the end of your shower time, she knew that you were ending with cold water. Tell us a little bit about the influence that she really had, and healthy eating described that in the book that she taught you about really changed your life, didn't she?
Oh, absolutely. And as a result of her wisdom and time with me, I chose my career. She's been gone a long time, but I always still feel her around me, guiding me, as I do with my mom. But as Fritzi reminded me when I was a teenager and in my 20s, to always look to nature for what to eat, because she would say to me, my nickname, Sunny, Sunny, in nature, we won't find ice cream trees, potato chip bushes, candy flowers, soda plants, and donut vines. And the more naturally colorful your meal is, the more likely it is to have an abundance of healthy nutrients that boost immunity, protect the body from disease, promote radiant health and youthful vitality, and accelerate fat loss. So put really simply, again in another nutshell, almond nutshell this time, you want to choose to eat your foods as close to the way nature made them as possible. Avoid or reduce all processed junk foods and foods made with white sugar and white flour, artificial colorings, additives, and other chemicals. And also avoid any foods made with trans fats or hydrogenated fat. And you want to strive for a rainbow of colors in your meals. In other words, avoid that white and beige diet, white and beige foods, with the exception of maybe onions, garlic, and cauliflower. So avoid white and beige in favor of a colorful, nutrient-dense, high-fiber, natural diet.
You mentioned junk food. Let me ask you exactly what is junk food? What falls into that category?
Well, junk foods and unhealthy foods are simply foods that lack nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and then at the same time are often high in calories, salt, sugars, or fats. Junk food is so called because it doesn't play a role in healthy eating, especially if you eat too much of it. And here's the thing, though, Rick. It's not too difficult these days to find healthy alternatives to junk foods, whether store-bought or homemade.
Interesting. And all of this is in Dr. Susan's new book, A Hug in a Mug. Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our guest on the program. The book is available wherever books are sold and at Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. You offer us countless recommendations of superfoods, herbs, culinary spices, juices, soaps, teas, whole food, delicious, nutritious recipes, soups as well. Also cover a wide variety of simple and natural remedies, alternative therapies, lifestyle practices to help us renew our vitality. Let's not get specific about healthy teas. Let's use that as an example. To make this practical for our listeners, I'll give you the name of a popular tea that my family and I enjoy and tell us briefly how each might help to restore vitality. I know you have an entire chapter on the history of tea drinking worldwide, including England, and a page devoted to 33 different popular teas and how to use each one medicinally for a variety of physical and mental ailments. First, give us an overview of your passion for tea drinking, and then we'll go into the top 10 teas that give us a little bit why they're health-enhancing beverages, good for all of us. Give us a little background. Why do you feel it's so important?
So I first learned about the benefits of drinking tea when, you can guess, I was a teenager with my grandmother. And I'm going to say to you, Rick, envision yourself right now drinking a hot cup of delicious tea. Where would you picture yourself usually?
I'd be relaxing somewhere, yes.
Yes, exactly. And when I ask that to people, they'll say on a couch, next to the fireplace.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's usually, like you just said, a cozy setting. And that's because tea is so often associated with comfort and self-care. And tea seems to have the ability to soothe the soul, and it is indeed a hug in a mug. That kind of helped me with getting the title for this book. But its soothing qualities go way beyond the immediate emotional comfort, because tea provides many therapeutic properties, offering more than just a sense of emotional well-being. And I write about this in detail in Chapter 1 of the book, where I take an in-depth look at tea's powerful healing abilities. Tea's medicinal power ranges from, you know, everything from treating insomnia to whole-body detoxification and to helping with illnesses, even serious ones like diabetes and cancer. And by the way, you know this, but for everyone else, there are lots of scientific studies and references in this book for different teas, spices, herbs, juices, superfoods, nature time, cryotherapy, gratitude, kindness, and more. So you said to me before I started talking here about you've got some teas that you and your family love to drink. So I'll be curious what those 10 teas are.
Well, let's start with chamomile. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you, if I had to pick two of my favorite teas or three, that would be right there at the top of the list.
Good.
I love it. And it's known for calming effects and is frequently used as a sleep aid. For example, about an hour before you go to bed, a nice warm cup of delicious chamomile tea, and you'll most likely sleep like a baby that night.
I like that. How about peppermint?
Oh, peppermint. Now, that's one of the most commonly used herbal teas in the world and quite often used for digestive health. If you have gas or cramps or not digesting food well, peppermint tea is the perfect tea.
Can't go wrong with ginger, can I? That's another good one.
Yeah, no, and you and I have talked about this so many times, because most every morning, unless I'm traveling, I make with ginger and turmeric root, make little coins, put them in my teapot, bring it to a boil, simmer it for 10 minutes. I've got the recipe in this book. I make my morning elixir drink, I call it. Ginger is a spicy and flavorful drink, and it helps fight infection and boost immunity.
How about hibiscus?
Oh, I love that. And it's so colorful, too, especially if you have a glass mug and you can look into it. All these simple things in life that give me joy, the color of hibiscus tea. But that really does been scientifically proven to help lower high blood pressure and fights oxidative stress.
I'm doing good on the list that my family and
yes,
I enjoy.
Yes, you are. I'm so proud of you.
Let's try echinacea.
Yes. This tea is commonly used to prevent or shorten the duration of a common cold. You don't want to drink it every single day, but rather if you feel something's coming on or you're a little under the weather, that's a good tea to drink.
Rooibos, am I saying that one correctly?
Goodness gracious, yes.
I just grab these. I don't say them out loud, and I'm thinking, okay, I know what it is. I enjoy it. I hope I get the pronunciation right.
Yes.
Is that good for us as well?
Yes, yeah, and a lot of people say rubios, but it's like a guy's name, Roy, and he's your boss. If your boss's name was Roy, that's how you can remember it, Roy Boss.
Yes.
This tea helps improve women, listen, bone health, and also reduces heart disease risk, rooibos.
How about sage?
Oh, sage. You often think of sage during Thanksgiving here, an herb that's used often with the family meals, but it improves cognitive function, just like rosemary, and memory. So so as we get older, it would behoove you to have every so often a cup of sage.
I'm going to double my cups of sage during the course of the day. Lemon balm is another favorite.
Oh, lemon balm. I love that. And it's funny, it's not from the lemon plant, but lemon balm improves antioxidant levels, heart and skin health, and relieves anxiety. And it helps you to relax. So I often will combine that with chamomile. Those two together are right tandem. They're perfect to have together.
Going through my list, number 9 is rosehip.
Rosehip has nothing to do with your hips, but this rosehip is high in vitamin C and antioxidants and has anti-inflammatory properties.
Interesting. And so that's another good one that's beneficial to us. I'm going to close with my favorite, passion flower.
And I bet you take it for a reason it's not usually used for, but you think it would rev you up. But passion flower helps improve sleep and reduce anxiety. Another good one to combine, say, with chamomile an hour before you go to bed. And those are all 10 good teas. Of course, I have 33 with lots of scientific studies and how to use each one in the book, which teas go best together for all ailments and taste, and which teas could be risky or unhealthy to consume. It's worth the price of the book just for that. And I'm going to mention one more tea that I devote a couple pages to in the book, that I bet you haven't tried yet. It's called Olbas tea, O-L-B-A-S. And I have it almost every single day. It's superb for opening up the nasal and respiratory passages. It's truly a hug in a mug. And if you go to my website and in the search bar put Olbas, O-L-B-A-S, or Olbas tea, you can learn about it. Pennerb is the American and worldwide distributor of this tea, and I've been drinking this tea and taking all of the Olbas products for decades. The cool thing about this tea is there are no tea bags. There's no fuss or muss. You can just sprinkle a few of the little crystals of different herbs into a mug, put in hot water, and it dissolves almost instantly. And if you have a clogged up nose or nasal passages, just breathing in the aroma of this tea helps to open everything up. So go to olbas.com or P-E-N-N, penherb.com, or go to my website or read the pages in the book about the Olbas tea.
Better yet, yes, read the pages in the book. This will be a book that you will keep close by. You will go back and refer to it from time to time as you're coming up with questions and looking for the proper answers and tips in Dr. Susan's book. Let's talk briefly now about how to spice up our lives. I know that culinary spices in your home are used not just for flavoring your meals, also as natural remedies. Susan has an entire chapter, Chapter 2, Discover the Healing Secrets of Your Spice Rack, which covers the history of spices worldwide, the countless scientific studies to support their medical benefits, and also how to use them in recipes. I'll first ask you about a specific culinary spice by name that are popular. You can enlighten us on their benefits, and then we'll go into the 4 important health categories, and you can suggest your favorite spices. We're having so much fun with lists. Do you want to go through and do another one here?
I love it. I love it. Now, I'll be as brief as I can. I could talk about each one for an hour, but I promise you I won't.
Well, I could listen to each one for about an hour because I'm learning so much. Let's start with cinnamon and see how that goes.
Ooh, cinnamon helps to lower blood sugar levels, and it has a very powerful anti-diabetic effect.
Interesting. Now, sage. What's good about that?
Sage. Yes, and I just mentioned that it improves cognitive function and memory, so you don't have to be older to get the benefits, the medicinal benefits from it. You can be any age. You can also sage your home. You know how you can light some dried sage and clean the energy in your home.
We talked about peppermint tea. How about peppermint spices? How is that beneficial?
Yes. Well, peppermint, remember, it did help with the digestive system.
Yes.
So it helps to relieve, because sometimes I put peppermint leaves in my smoothies. Or I just put it in my tea water when I'm heating up my tea water. It relieves IBS pain, and it helps to reduce nausea. Not as well as ginger helps with nausea, but peppermint does help.
How about turmeric?
Oh, so important to have every single day and in whatever form you can. It contains curcumin, and that's a substance with probably one of the best anti-inflammatory effects of almost any superfood on planet Earth. I have it every day in my tea because I slice the turmeric root. I also have it in powder form. I also have it in a tincture form and capsules. So I make sure I get plenty of turmeric in my body every day.
Here's one that we've talked about extensively on a recent show, holy basil.
Yeah, holy basil. Yeah, that helps fight infections. It boosts immunity. And just last time we were together, I talked about the healing benefits of chia seeds. And they're one of the over 100 food recipes in A Hug and a Mug is how to make chia seed, basil seed, flax seed pudding, which really helps to get rid of extra fat and weight that you've been carrying on your body. And it takes about a minute and a half to prepare at night. You put it in the refrigerator overnight. In the morning, you have a delicious, raw, healthy breakfast.
Cayenne pepper.
Oh, this is a hot topic here. It contains capsaicin. And capsaicin you see as an ingredient in many joint salve remedies you get over the counter. It helps to reduce appetite. It has anti-cancer properties and helps to take pain out of joints and muscles. Capsaicin, it's great for your circulation. I take capsules of cayenne every day. And every chance I get, I'll spice up a food with a little cayenne because it's very good for circulation.
Let's touch on ginger again, this time as a spice.
Okay, probably nature's best anti-nausea remedy. You can get it in different forms. And as mentioned, it has anti-inflammatory properties.
Fenugreek.
Yeah, fenugreek. It improves, like cinnamon, it helps to control blood sugar levels.
And rosemary?
Okay, rosemary, like sage, helps with brain function. But rosemary, oh, I love the smell of it. What I'll often do is take a twig of it that I grow in my garden, and I'll put it in the water where I'm making the water, heating the water for my teas, just to give it a flavor note of rosemary. And besides helping with brain function, it can help prevent allergies and nasal congestion.
How about benefits of garlic?
Ooh, garlic is like nature's natural penicillin. It really helps to improve heart health, combat any kind of sickness, and it boosts your immunity. And there are lots of studies to support over 30 different culinary spices, and many more details in Chapter 2 of this book.
And the book is A Hug in a Mug. Our guest is the author, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. Book available wherever books are sold. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Now let's tie it all together with the four health categories.
So I like this because I'll give you just a rundown. And,
yes.
And after you hear, of course, you'll get all of this in the book. But if you don't have the book and you can't write so quickly, then rewind. There'll be a copy of this that on your website, Rick, that they can hear over and over. But one big category, especially in the last many years, is to strengthen immunity and to fight infection. And the herbs that are really good for that would be garlic, ginger, cayenne pepper, oregano, cinnamon, and turmeric. And then another one would be what to recommend to soothe symptoms of colds, flu, and allergies. And for that, I would say, and I learned so much of this from my grandmother, rosemary, cilantro, bay leaves, thyme, and garlic. You'll see garlic a lot here. And remember, I've got a lot of supportive studies in A Hug and a Mug, so you can get much more detail. A lot of people, as they get older, want help with their heart and with circulation. And some spices that are good for that, herb spices, are cumin, onion, cayenne pepper, again, that's good for circulation,
yes.
Basil and garlic, here we go with garlic again. You can't go wrong having a little garlic every day. And then last but not least, there are many more categories in the book, is how to keep cholesterol in check. And for that, I would say turmeric, garlic, fenugreek, cayenne pepper, and cardamom. And you can say cardamom or cardamom. And by the way, just a little, because a lot of people don't use this spice, have it at home. It's so good for you. It helps support weight loss, anxiety, helps to lower triglycerides and cholesterol levels, and it's a superb antioxidant.
A lot of great information, and we're going through it quickly during the course of the interview. If you're thinking, I can't remember all of this, not a problem. The book is available wherever books are sold. The book is A Hug in a Mug. The author is Susan Smith-Jones. You'll find it on our website and all of the bookstores. Wherever you buy books, you'll be able to pick up a copy of A Hug in a Mug. Before we finish healing spices, tell the listeners what you write about in the spice chapter about the unique way that you use cinnamon sticks. I love this.
Yes, I know. I love this so much, too. I often put cinnamon sticks in my water for this wonderful flavor note, you know, and the many health benefits, like we've already talked about, on balancing blood sugar levels and more. And then I'll transfer that stick from glass to glass and bottle to bottle. And then over a couple days, Rick, that tight cinnamon curl will open up, and then I discard it usually outside in the soil. You could throw it away if you wanted. And I start on a fresh, tightly curled cinnamon stick again. And listen, if nothing else, it's an easy way to start up conversations with people when they see you walking around with a cinnamon stick in your bottled water, and they will most definitely say, what is that in your bottle of water? Because it looks a little peculiar, you know. And then they will be so impressed with your knowledge of cinnamon's myriad stunning health benefits once you tell them. And in fact, the more you talk about the blessings and advantages of using cinnamon and other vitality-enhancing culinary spices, the more you'll be contributing to their knowledge base. And as a result of reading this book, you will become a font of health-enhancing information.
The book again, A Hug in a Mug, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. You have many easy-to-prepare, delicious whole food recipes. Tell us about your passion for healthy meals, maybe some of your favorite recipes in this book, and you've got over 100 in the book. What are some of your favorites?
Yes, well, it's my mom that really gave me the joy when I was a child of cooking. She always had me help her with everything, even though in the early days, and you'll read a story about one food she gave me as a kid that I told her at the dining table that I would vomit if she forced me to eat it, and she thought I was joking. And then, of course, the worst thing happened, and you'll have to read the book to figure out what food that is, and I've never had it since. But as a result of my love for food and healthy foods, For decades, I've been a recipe developer. In the early days, helping to put me through UCLA, I did some private cooking for some pretty famous people. I had a catering company for a time on Whole Food Meals, and I teach, up until this day, I teach lots of healthy cooking classes, and there's a really funny story at the beginning of the book in the chapter called Up Close and Personal with Yours Truly. And I won't give you the whole story now, we don't have time, but I, in my home, I was teaching to about 20 people a Whole Foods cooking class on a lunch break, and they were all sitting around my island, and some were standing up, and something happened that was so unexpected that will have you laughing so hard that you'll get a really good abdominal workout, and you'll probably tear up. It's so funny. And you'll also see how it, you'll find out a connection I had when you read that story with Frank Sinatra, by the way. But there's over 100 recipes in this book, and some of the normal ones, but all healthy, delicious, easy to prepare. And one of my favorites that you'll love is a versatile golden plant-based cheese sauce. You'll never know that it doesn't have any dairy in it. A lot of people these days are on dairy-free diets.
Yes.
And you can use this beautiful golden orange cheese sauce on veggies, in lasagna, on mac and cheese. You can make creamy, like cheesy broccoli soup using this cheese. I've got a lot of different tea blends recipes, like one of my favorites, and it's for detox and vitality, is white tea with turmeric, cardamom, cinnamon, and saffron. I have lots of ways to blend teas with juices and spices to enhance their benefits and deliciousness. I have unique ways in the book to make roasted onions, garlic, bell peppers, all kinds of veggies. I've got lots of hot and cold soup recipes for your enjoyment year-round. And then there's an entire chapter, Rick, that's devoted to one of nature's most important superfoods and the ways that you can enjoy it all day long. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and your meals, and you know, anytime you feel like having something to eat. And I'll tell you now that if you want a long, healthy life, you need to start eating this super-duper superfood every day. Adults and kids all love the unique ways I can prepare it. And that's just a teaser. You've got to read that chapter to find out what it is. With all the shows we've done together over the past century, you probably know what it is, but you've also read the book, so you do know. But we'll keep everybody in suspense. One of my juices is a calcium-rich juice with a secret ingredient. I've got a protein-rich detox vitality juice that makes your skin glow. I have an easy way to make in minutes to make vegetable broth. I have a 90-second awesome almond milk that's fresh and unheated. And I mentioned to you that I have recipes for chia seed puddings. The entire family will love. There's an original. You can make a matcha or strawberry or chocolate chia seed pudding. And by the way, for anybody interested in losing weight, Chapters 4 and 5, two chapters, are devoted to easy weight loss without using medications. I think that just these two chapters alone are worth the price of the book if weight loss is an issue for you. And I get really specific on the foods to eat often and the ones to avoid if weight loss is your goal.
You know, there's a lot of information about foods and diet, but that's just part of this book. You also cover many healthy living extras, like how to use nature to heal your body and mind. Simple ways to do cryotherapy at home and all of its benefits. Exercise for the best result. Sleep like a baby. Boost your confidence and self-esteem. Stay motivated to achieve your healthy living goals. Build faith and optimism, and so much more. Briefly talk to us about using time in nature, for example, to feed our mental and spiritual health.
Well, I love that you asked that, because this is one of my most favorite topics and one of the most favorite parts of my healthy living program. So, by the way, do you know who the father of medicine was?
Hippocrates?
Yes, very good. And it was in 400 B.C., B.C., Rick, 400 B.C., that he said sunlight improves mood. And Americans are craving being outdoors in nature. And just 15 minutes outdoors in a natural setting is a superb mood booster. And if you can be barefoot, it's even better. My grandmother, in my early teen days, taught me about taking my shoes and socks off and walking in my bare feet in her beautiful garden. Of course, in those days, we didn't have the scientific studies that we have today.
Yes.
And then this is something I don't think we've ever talked about, but do you remember the show Green Acres?
Oh, of course. Yes.
And who were the two lead people in it?
Eddie.
I'm putting you on the spot.
It was Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Albert.
Eddie Arnold. He sang. Eddie Albert was the great actor, and Zsa Zsa was in that, wasn't she?
No, Ava Gabor.
Ava Gabor.
Yes. You wanted to see if I knew. I know. in the early 70s, right when Green Acres was over, I used to go work out at the Santa Monica Beach early mornings. Could never find anyone to get up early enough to go with me. And one day, there was Eddie Albert. He could have been in his late 60s at that time. He was jogging along the beach, and I started to jog with him. Long story short, we did this consistently 2-3 times a week for a few years, and we became good friends, and then sometimes he'd go and swim with me after the jog, or else if not, he'd go home. And he lived not far from me in Pacific Palisades. And I used to go to his house and have lunch with Eddie and his wife. And what's germane to this topic is he was the one, besides my grandmother in the early days, that taught me about earthing and going barefoot on planet Earth, like jogging on the sand barefoot. We never had our shoes on when we did that. And I used to go up, and he had this beautiful vegetable garden in his backyard, and he actually grew corn in his backyard, and I'd help him work in the vegetable garden because at that time I didn't have a garden at my house and not much of a yard in those early days, and I loved being in his yard and growing all the vegetables and the fruit trees, but he always made me take my shoes and socks off when I worked with him and go barefoot. And by the way, on my website, if you go to the search bar, put in earthing, and you can see a one-hour good documentary on the medical and healing and physiological benefits, actually for the body and mind, on earthing. And I actually right now under my desk here have my bare feet on an earthing mat since I'm not outdoors with my feet on the grass. So there's my little Eddie Albert story. And actually, Rick, in studies I've read over the years and in my own observation with myself and others, the more time we get outdoors into nature, this is so important, and appreciate the beauty and blessings of God's splendor, the more compassionate, forgiving, and kind we become. And in my decades of hiking, Rick, I can't ever recall meeting a cranky, mean-spirited, or cantankerous hiker. All of the people I pass by on the trails are friendly and amiable. And time in nature absolutely feeds the soul and brings out the best in people's attitudes and minds and hearts. And I see for myself personally that I'm always a more caring, understanding, and optimistic person at the end of the hike or a stroll along the ocean or maybe a power walk around wonderfully colorful flower gardens than before I started a workout. And I would say test this on yourself. Do a little experiment here and test it on your loved ones. Find or create some irresistible natural settings, even if it's a small space in your backyard or backyard deck or maybe your front porch, to catalyze the joy in your heart and bring out the best in you for everyone in your life to see and experience firsthand. It's simple to do and so beneficial for mind, spirit, emotions, you know, for yes. physical body. And there are lots of studies in A Hug and a Mug about the myriad benefits of being outdoors in nature that will amaze you, comparing people walking in an urban street setting compared to a natural setting, and the difference of what happens in your body. It's actually one of my favorite sections of the book, and a lifestyle practice that is cost-free and one of the five most important healthy living extras, daily practices in my healthy living program. For the other four, check out the book.
And you can do that very easily. A Hug in a Mug, available wherever books are sold. One final thought on the famous actor Eddie Albert. He knew what he was talking about. He lived to be 99 years old, so he really knew what he was talking about and way ahead of his time, and you can read about that along with Dr. Susan. Let's talk about the healthy living extras that you have in the book. You write about the many health benefits of exercise. Touched on some, both physically, mentally, since depression so prevalent these days. It's hard to go a day without a news story talking about mental health and why it's so important to preserve that mental health. Talk about the role that exercise plays in mental health, because it's really beneficial for us, isn't it?
Yes, and you know what, Rick, when anyone ever comes to see me in my private practice and it's for depression, I don't meet in my office. I have them meet me at the Bluff in Santa Monica, overlooking the Santa Monica Bay. And for the first 5 minutes, they have to walk, if possible, barefoot on the grass. If not, that's okay. But being out in nature and doing a physical walk, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, they're in such a better mood. But evidence demonstrates that exercise can relieve even serious cases of depression and stress. And while the mechanisms are complex, and I don't have time to go over all of them now, it's important to understand that exercise causes your brain to release a compound called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. Say that fast three times.
I couldn't say it slow three times.
No, or else for short, you can say BDNF. But this brain-derived neurotrophic factor enhances brain repair and growth, and I've read a lot of studies and material by an MD, someone I admire so much, Dr. Russell Blaylock. And in addition, this compound that comes out and is released from exercise fights depression and repairs stress-linked atrophy. It also restores memory. So, yes, you could drink the sage tea and the rosemary tea, but you also want to exercise to give you a good memory well into your older years. Exercise also causes the brain to release pain-relieving compounds. And runners and extreme athletes know that if they quit their exercise cold turkey, there's a good chance they'll suffer joint and muscle pains. They can also experience types of symptoms seen with opioid withdrawal, and that's because opiates produced in the brain are very similar to pharmaceutical opiates though less powerful. That's why, you know, you've heard of the runner's high.
Yes.
Yeah, so we all know that exercise improves blood flow, especially through the smaller blood vessels, the arterioles and the capillaries, and opens new microvessels called collateral vessels. Why is this important? This helps prevent fatal heart attacks and strokes, as well as improve the blood supply to all organs and tissues in the body. And the better the blood supply, you know, in addition to taking cayenne pepper, you want to exercise, the healthier tissues and organs will be. You know, I could talk about this for hours, the benefits of exercise, but just know there are countless benefits for you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And by the way, it also improves the less well-known circulatory system in the body, the lymphatic system. That's why, let's say you live somewhere where it's difficult to get out because you're in a busy city, lots of cars, or it's too cold or too hot or raining. You know, you always want to have some aerobic equipment at your home. My favorite is my rower that's in my home gym. But those mini trampolines are good because that really helps the lymphatic system as you jump up and down while you're maybe watching TV.
Interesting. All of this in Dr. Susan's book. And I guess what you're telling all of us is we all need to add more movement in our day. Is that correct?
Absolutely. You know, movement is medicinal. And one of my favorite quotes of all time, and I've shared this with you before, Rick, it's by Henry David, what's his last name?
Thoreau.
Yes, thank you. I like to keep you wondering, what am I going to ask you?
I almost said Emerson, so I had to go through those names in my mind. It took me a second, but I got the right one. Okay.
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Yes.
But Henry David Thoreau said, an early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day. And it is. And I always say to people, walk your dog every day, whether you have a dog or not. So that's good advice. And, you know, every year they come out with the 10 happiest countries in the world, right?
Yes.
And the cultures in many of these top 10 happiest countries promote being active. In Finland, by the way, the happiest country in the number one spot for this year in particular, is known for having a physically active population. And the studies are just now mounting that being, and again, it's worth the price of the book on this nature chapter, being out in nature, moving our bodies, and exercising, these are all crucial and important for our physical and mental health whenever you can exercise outdoors, especially in nature. You want to do it. That's why my favorite activity is always hiking. Wherever I go in the world, and I'm so lucky to live in the Brentwood, Santa Monica area of West LA, because I'm minutes from countless trailheads. And I'm hiking quite frequently in the morning. And so I encourage you to shake the notion that exercise is self-care. Rick, it's more than self-care. This is health management, as important as sleeping and eating. And if, let's just say, you're not as active as you'd like to be, start small, manage expectations. If you haven't exercised in years, maybe you start by walking to the mailbox. Instead of taking the elevator, use the stairs. Park at the end of a parking lot if you're going to the grocery store, so you have a little bit more distance to walk. And by the way, it never hurts to cook or prepare something healthy 3 times a week rather than takeout, because it gives you a sense of mastery, makes you feel a little bit more in control. And that can lead to more happiness, too.
Great information. So much of that and much more in A Hug in a Mug by Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold, her website, SusanSmithJones.com. In all the interviews I've done for decades, I often hear about people with thyroid dysfunction. It seems to be maybe an epidemic in America. It's one of the countless health issues that you cover in the book, and the best ways to bring balance back to thyroid function you talk about there as well, especially to the TSH levels. Give us a summary of what you mentioned in your book and how it was really a personal issue for you as well.
You know what? It's funny. It's fascinating that you've asked me this. I've never talked about this on the air with anyone in my retreats and workshops I do. But the thyroid is a very important gland. And here's a quick thyroid 101 class. And I've studied about the thyroid for years and years. Thyroid hormones, Rick, are responsible for stimulating metabolic processes in every single cell of the body. We're talking about trillions of cells. And people can't live without adequate amounts of thyroid hormones. By the way, it's a butterfly-shaped gland. It's actually quite beautiful. And the thyroid gland sits in the lower part of the neck. Most people know that. But what you might not know, Rick, is that it produces a teaspoon of hormones in an entire year. A teaspoon, not daily, but in a year.
Wow.
Now, what does this mean? It means that just a little variation in thyroid hormone production can have a really big effect on the body. So if you just give me a couple minutes here, in order to grasp the effect of thyroid hormone, I think it's really important for everyone to understand how the thyroid gland works. The gland is stimulated by a hormone from the pituitary gland called, of course, what you just said, thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH. And the thyroid gland responds to TSH by producing a relatively inactive type of thyroid hormone called thyroxine, or T4. By the way, a lot of people, when they have their thyroid checked, when they go to the doctor and do the blood levels, of they'll check TSH and T4 and T3. So then next there's an enzyme that converts the T4 to the active type of thyroid hormone called T3. And this is the one that performs thyroid hormone functions. And one condition that causes fatigue for so many people is the failure to convert the inactive T4 to the active T3, trying to make this really easy. And one of my great mentors, Dr. Blaylock, refers to these patients as poor T4 converters. And there are many reasons why T4 fails or is slow converting into T3, including hypoadrenalism. Now, and that also has to do with adrenal fatigue, adrenal insufficiency, and if you're constantly under chronic stress, you're going to have an out-of-balance adrenal system. But adequate levels of cortisol and other adrenal hormones are necessary for the body to convert T4 to T3. Now let's make this really practical and what happened to me personally. And before I tell you, because no one's listening, but you and I are listening here, Rick, and a few others around the world, actually. But other factors that slow the conversion of T4 to T3, crucial to have good thyroid gland function, is an insufficient level of B vitamins, especially B12. As well, Rick, as iodine, iron, selenium, vitamin A, and zinc. And the most common reason, and this is really important, and I want you to check this next time you have a blood test, the most common reason a person would be unable to convert the inactive T4 to the active T3 is iodine deficiency, which affects a vast majority of Americans. And by the way, if you're thinking, oh, I don't have iodine insufficiency, reports and surveys show that 95% of Americans are iodine deficient. And so, long story short here, I had my thyroid checked early last year, and my THS level was out of whack, and I had done lots of research on it. It quite surprised me. And I started to supplement my diet with a form of iodine called nascent iodine, which is more easily absorbed in the body than taking tablets. And every morning I take a dropperful on my tongue first thing in the morning. I don't take any other meds. This isn't even a med. This is a supplement. But before I eat anything, I put some nascent iodine on my tongue, and I wait at least 10 minutes before I eat, and I take some extra selenium. I actually have it in a dropper, so I put 2 drops, 100 milligrams of selenium, because why? Iodine and selenium work synergistically together, and I did this routine, and in 6 months, my 6 months, my TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, that was way out of balance, was in the normal range again. And it shocked even my doctors, because they kept saying, Susan, once the TSH is out of whack, we have to start putting you on thyroid meds. And I just knew I could do it from my research. They didn't believe it, and now they're believers, and I knew it could be done. So if you're having any thyroid issues, talk to your doctor and see what your thyroid stimulating hormone, your T4, your T3 are doing, and look into nascent, NASCENT iodine.
It's an amazing story. Our guest is Susan Smith Jones. The book is A Hug in a Mug. I love that story, and the doctor saying, do one thing. You thought you could work it out, and you were able to do that. All these stories and so many more in Dr. Susan's book. You're also a big believer, as you write about in the book, in lowering our screen time. Talk about this and why it's so important.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. Rick, Americans spend nearly half their days in front of screens, which isn't doing mental health any favors at all. And research has found that higher levels of screen time are linked with a greater risk of depression. People are having less real-life social support because so much of their community has moved to online. And that doesn't promote the same level of interaction you'd get from talking to someone in person. You know, it's actually, in some instances, extra alienating. And if you work in front of a computer, there's only so much you can do during the workday, but to stay away from the computer, maybe you can't. But once you're done with work, make a concerted effort to get away from more screen time.
So important, especially now, something you probably haven't addressed until the last few years in particular, when everybody is spending so many hours in front of the screen. You talked about this before in the best-selling companion book to A Hug in a Mug titled Uplifted. You write in detail about the importance of volunteering, kindness, and gratitude. You've touched on it again in this new book and how volunteering increases happiness. Give us your summary on how we can enhance our mental health by the simple act of volunteering.
Yes, and I love this because, you know, health, as I said way up front, it's physical health. Your body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So it's not just about physical health. Generosity, I think, is a big theme when looking at those reports on the happiest countries in the world. It's funny how you never see the USA in those lists.
Yes.
And these happy countries, sadly, by the way, Rick, these happy countries report high levels of giving in their country. Generosity is important. And while you can't ever make others be generous to you, you can volunteer to give back to the community. And as I write about in both A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted, we know that volunteering can help with depression and mood, and it's definitely a worthwhile investment. So I say about this, because I know our time's running out here, think about your values, find an organization for volunteering that lines up with your values. Any behavior that we do that takes us away from our values sets us up for depression and anxiety. And if you're volunteering with something for which you have great value and you're mindful of that, the more you do it, the better you will feel.
One of the themes in A Hug in a Mug is what to eat and how to live to reduce our stress levels. What happens in our body when we don't manage our stress levels well?
Yeah, and you and I have done complete shows on stress. But again, I'll do this very briefly because it's a topic that affects everybody. Some stress is inevitable, but chronic stress, Rick, is linked to mental health issues along with a higher risk of developing serious health conditions like hypertension, that's high blood pressure, heart disease, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. And adding in stress-combating lifestyle practices, like I write about in this book, such as meditation, mindful deep breathing, regular exercise, relaxation time, time outdoors in nature, ample sleep, and never forget time in for prayer. These all can help your level of stress. Make sure to practice self-care and schedule, I like to say, pleasurable things you enjoy. Maybe you just sit with a cup of tea and pet your cat or dog. That can really reduce stress. That helps to decrease the levels of the stress hormone, cortisol, in your body. And with lower cortisol, that will then lower levels of inflammation that when they get too high, they make you sick.
Let's finish off with some words on finding work-life balance that you really write about beautifully in the book, In a Hug and a Mug. Talk about work-life balance.
So, again, I keep saying this to you, but it's another topic I could discuss
for hours.
But, all right, just briefly here. Experts admit that a good work-life balance can often be tricky to achieve, but it's important to try to maximize your time off when you do have it. I know in America it's different than many European countries. There's a lot of commitment to working upwards of 40-plus hours a week. Sometimes I do triple that, Rick. I'll admit to you that I'm not the best on a work-life balance, but I'm working on it. And that naturally, when you work too much, it impacts your ability to socially connect and can interfere with healthy habits around working out and eating well. But socializing, eating more natural foods, and exercising regularly, and I don't say religiously because some people might think that's just Easter and Christmas, but exercising regularly can help promote a more positive mindset, then making them things to prioritize. There's so much more about this work-life balance in my companion books, Uplifted and A Hug in a Mug.
Any final words on A Hug in a Mug that you'd like to mention about your book's contents and who can benefit the most?
Well, this was the one question I knew you were going to ask me, and I thought, rather than saying what's in my book, I'll give you a small little excerpt from a medical doctor, Dr. Stefan Esser, who wrote the foreword to the book. And here's just one of the paragraphs of the foreword. Dr. Esser wrote this. This inspiring book, A Hug and a Mug, I love that title, by the way.
Yeah, I do, too.
I'm saying that. He didn't say that. offers a wealth of wholesome health info with ways to transform your eating habits, create healthy meals, boost your metabolism and lose weight easily, sleep like a baby. One of my favorites here is turn on your body's key longevity switches. I like the way he said that. Live more joyfully and supercharge your confidence. And then he finished this paragraph by saying, it's rare to find someone who is as knowledgeable and passionate about health as Susan. So I'm thrilled to contribute this forward. I'm confident you'll enjoy this book, too. It's loaded with inspiration and educational tips and tools that can propel you to a much more vital life and may just change the lives of those around you for generations to come. So that's what Dr. Stephen Esser said about the book.
So well said. And Dr. Susan, I thank you for taking the time to talk about the book, A Hug in a Mug, on today's program. And I'd like to end this interview with a quote from you that I read in the book. It definitely benefits all of us. Take your words and wisdom to heart in our own daily lifestyle. That quote is, "Fruit is nature's candy, and my vegetable garden is my teacher. Each day I strive to let my words, like fruits and veggies, be tender, sweet, positive, and salubrious, for tomorrow I may have to eat them." I love that. That's
so true.
Sort of sums
it
up very well.
That's funny you picked
out that quote. Well, in a couple minutes left here, let's tie all of this together. Let's go to the website. What can I find there? How do I order the book? Can I get an autographed copy of the book?
Yes. All right. So go to SusanSmithJones.com, and in the navigation bar, go to Books. And the first entry is A Hug and a Mug. And if you go to that page, you can read the entire foreword. You can see the entire table of contents. You can peruse some of the reviews on the book and the praise. You can even check out a 63-page sampler of the book. It's available, unlike any of my other books. It's available in printed form in both color and black and white. They both have all the same material. One's color, one's black and white.
Okay.
I kind of favor the color one because there's some
yes.
beautiful pictures and illustrations that you can't really see fully in the black and white book because it's just black and white. Of course, the Kindle version is in color. You asked about where to get the book.
Yes.
You can go to Amazon.com. It's available worldwide. It's available in better bookstores. But if you want an autographed copy, there are only two places where you can go. One is to my website. And on my website, under Books, under A Hug and a Mug, I show you how to get an autographed copy, which includes a bookmark and a personal note card from me. And you would say whether you want it in black and white or color. And then there's one other place in the world that carries autographed copies, and it's PennHerb, PennHerb.com. By the way, that's where I get, they have over 7,000 natural products. That's where I get my teas and my
yes.
spices and many of my herbs. And that's where I get my Olbus products and my Olbus tea. But they also carry both black and white and color versions autographed by me at PennHerb.com. So you have options of where to get the book.
And when you're on the website, SusanSmithJones.com, sign up for the monthly newsletter. It will make your month. You will look forward to getting this. It takes literally seconds to go ahead and sign up for that. That's SusanSmithJones.com.
Susan, yeah, and you know, Rick, about that newsletter, you just said it comes out monthly, but when you sign up, it takes about 10 seconds.
Yes.
You get lots of gifts from me. You get a variety of gifts, And one of the things you'll get from me, it's worth signing up just for this too, is you get a fudgy beet brownie recipe that makes, you'll never have to feel guilty eating fudgy beet brownies. You don't taste the beet, but the beets are good for your circulation. Dark, rich, moist brownies, and that's where you can get that recipe.
It's very simple. SusanSmithJones.com. The name of the book is A Hug in a Mug, Revitalized with Fruits, Veggies, Juices, Spices, Teas, Healthy Living Extras, all of that in this book. And we just touched on the surface of it. So much there. Book will be a great addition to your library. You'll be using as a reference all the time, and other family members will as well. Again, A Hug in a Mug. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us on the program. Always a pleasure. Really well done today. So much information there. Congratulations on the success you're having with A Hug in a Mug. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I look forward to our next visit.
And we will have more holistic health topics we'll be talking about on a monthly basis here with Dr. Susan. All of this available, a link to today's program, a link to Dr. Susan's website at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.